talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. It's being made all the time, 24-7. It was made last night. It's being made as I'm speaking. But this one, talk about chutzpah. Listen to this. So yesterday, Voss, Robin Voss, remember, appointed Gableman, Mike Gableman, to be kind of a roving sniffer, like a German shepherd, sniffing around, sniffing like a dog on a log, looking for fraud, didn't find any. Didn't know anything about elections. He said, didn't know much about elections, so he went to the New Berlin Public Library on an unsecure computer and, you know, and leisurely grazed through election stuff. I don't know. Said he didn't have a computer. He's getting 11 grand a month. I don't know why he didn't have a computer at 11 grand a month. I mean, you can get a, can't you go to Best Buy and get a computer for 500 bucks or something, or 1,000 or 800 or 300, you know, depends on the computer. The staff was getting 20 grand a month, 20 grand a month. Between the two of them, they were getting 31 grand a month at your expense, my expense. And they didn't do anything. They didn't produce documents because when they went with an open records request, they said they didn't have any. Then they said they destroyed some, which is an offense against the court. When you have a court order to produce something, you destroy it. That's a very serious thing. So this limps along, as you recall, and then Gableman turned on Voss like a dog. Voss had a primary opponent, this guy Adam Steen, down the Mount Pleasant Racine area. Adam Steen was a total unknown. Nobody knows beans about Adam Steen. They still don't. He's lost to history, distant echo, out he goes. But he almost beat Voss. It was only a couple of points, and that's because Donald Trump endorsed Adam Steen. Gableman, sensing that Steen would beat Voss and wanting to suck up to Trump, immediately turned on Voss, endorsed Steen, but he also went after Voss, said Voss never intended an investigation. And you could say, okay, hold the phone, Gableman, then why'd you take 11 grand a month and have your staff at 20 grand a month and have these secret offices in Brookfield, Wisconsin, when the guy setting you up was doing this as a charade to appease Trump? That happens to be true, by the way. But why'd you take 11 grand a month to be part of the charade? Oh, I know. Yeah, 11 grand a month's a pretty sweet deal. Guy comes up to you, says, hey, how would you like 11 grand a month to copy the encyclopedia? Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That, by the way, was the theme of The Red-Headed League by Arthur Conan Doyle, a Sherlock Holmes thing where the bad guys want to rob a bank. They want to drill down to the floor of a shop. The guy that owned the shop had red hair, so they put an ad in the paper saying, we need a guy with red hair to give a lot of money to every month to copy out the encyclopedia. Guy shows up, they hire him, whisk him away somewhere to copy the encyclopedia, and then they burrow through into the bank to rob him. And that's really, Gableman is the Red-Headed League, except Gableman does not have red hair. Gableman is devoid of hair, but in any event, that's something else. But Gableman, okay, here's 20, here's 11 grand a month for you, 20 for your staff, here's an office, get lost. Now, by the way, taxpayers are going to pay for that, and Republican judges said that's okay. And Republicans apparently like that because they vote for these guys. Okay. I don't like it. I don't like it at all, quite frankly. If a Democrat did it, I'd throw him out of office if I could. But that's what you got. In any event, after Gableman turns on Voss, Voss fires him. Well, yesterday Voss said Gableman may lose his law license, and his reasons were unbelievable. You know, not lose his law license because he called the judge in Dane County a lady with a beard and made sort of a slightly suggestive comments that the judge was trying to inveigle the lady lawyer into his chambers, which he did all that. And then he refuses to produce documents, and then he destroyed documents that were supposed to be kept, and he was fined over $250,000. That's all true. And Voss and Gableman have charged the taxpayers to pay Gableman's fine. You know, now if I'm if I own a pizza company and my delivery driver gets a speeding ticket, why should I pay for a speeding ticket? Nobody told him to speed. See what I mean? But in this case, it's more than a speeding ticket. $250,000 is a lot of money, and more than $1 million in addition to that's already been spent. But why did Voss say that Gableman may lose his law license? Why did he say that yesterday? He didn't say it because Gableman had insulted the judge and the other lawyer and had been fined $250,000, which Voss wants the taxpayers to pay. Voss. So he couldn't very well say that's the reason he loses law license. He didn't say he'd lose his law license because Gableman, the whole thing was a scam. Gableman goes to a public library on a computer. Voss doesn't care, doesn't do anything, doesn't produce anything, doesn't find anything. That's not the reason. The reason he says that Gableman should lose his law license is because Gableman endorsed his opponents, and therefore Gableman had a conflict of interest. Now, look, I don't think Voss is a lawyer. Gableman's a lawyer, but, you know, not clear who would hire the guy. But in any event, I got word here to Voss. Voss, you are not Gableman's client. The taxpayers are paying him. Sadly, the taxpayers are his client. The state of Wisconsin's his client, even though we're unwilling and don't want to be. The fact that he, on the side, made a political judgment to endorse somebody other than you in an election is not a conflict of interest. It's not a conflict of interest. You simply are angry that he turned on you and was disloyal. Well, yeah, he was disloyal, but you were disloyal, Voss, to Wisconsin taxpayers, to the state, and to your constituents, in paying Gableman more than $1 million and intending to pay his fines too. It's not a conflict of interest why he should be fired. It's because the whole thing is a fraud. That's why he should be fired, and you should be fired, both of you. That is the deal. I mean, it takes a lot of chutzpah for the guy. These two guys are in this scam together. One turns on the other, and the other one says, well, the guy should be fired and lose his law license because he turned on me. Not because he turned on the state, not because he turned on anybody else. This is unbelievable. In any event, stay tuned. This has been referred to the disciplinary office of the state bar, which ultimately it's up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's the one who decides who should keep his law license and who shouldn't. Gableman was referred to the disciplinary body by Judge Frank Remington, a very respected judge. His father was Frank Remington, a distinguished professor at UW Law School. I had him for criminal law. He was a national expert on criminal law. And so Frank Remington, the son, the judge, is a solid guy, and he's not lightly going to do anything, but he'd had enough of Gableman disobeying court orders, and so he refers him. I have no idea what the Supreme Court will do. But the point is, whatever they do, it's going to have nothing to do with Gableman's endorsing it. Adam Steen, I'll tell you that. You have a First Amendment right to endorse whoever you want, and whether or not I agree with that endorsement is irrelevant. And for Voss to say, well, the real reason Gableman should lose his license is because he turned on me. Well, no, that's what people do. It's sort of an honor among thieves. I mean, you know, and if it's violated, that's a separate deal. Gableman's referral is from a judge, a distinguished judge, misconduct in the courtroom. It has nothing to do with who he decided to endorse in a partisan election. Absolutely nothing to do with that, nor should it. Nor should it. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you what. There is a lot of speculation, and I think this is good, and it is, it's helpful speculation, but it's backed by data, that the very bold legislative accomplishments of Joe Biden, remember, he only took office January 20, 2021. He hasn't been in office 2 years. He's been in office a year and then whatever January to August is. You know, maybe, was it 7 months? A year and 7 months. And he's passed hard infrastructure. He's passed soft infrastructure. The CHIPS bill, gun safety legislation, put NATO together, stood up to the Russians in Ukraine. You can go on and on what he's done in a very, very short period of time. People are analogizing it to some of the things that Franklin Roosevelt did in his first couple of months in office. In candor, I've got to say that what Franklin Roosevelt accomplished was unparalleled historically. I mean, that was the Depression. But that said, the analogy is this. In 1934, in the midterms, Democrats were supposed to lose a lot of seats because Roosevelt was in office. They gained seats. They gained seats. And people are saying right now, some of the analysts, including Republican analysts, that because of these bold legislative accomplishments of Biden, that it is possible that the Democrats will actually not get wiped out in the midterms, actually will hold their own and may even pick up a few seats. Now we'll see. This is 2022, not 1934. But in 1998, Clinton picked up seats, even though he'd been in for 6 years, because people were disgusted with the fake fraudulent impeachment. And in 2006, George W. Bush picked up seats because we'd invaded Iraq and Afghanistan. At that point, people thought they were being patriotic and sticking with the president. There are a lot of different reasons why they can do it. But I just want to put on everybody's radar the good news that there are people increasingly saying that because of Biden's very, very bold legislative accomplishments, he may duplicate, at least to an extent, what Roosevelt did in 1934. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadful.